To still continue Monday and Tuesday, a frontal system is on the way. Good luck. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a man was hit by a car late Thursday night. This happened near Fairview Avenue and Gaston Avenue. Police say the man has life-threatening injuries. No word if any charges will be filed. This crash remains under investigation. A former Tallahassee police officer is going to prison for assaulting a handcuffed prisoner. Brandon Smirnoff is sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for violating the rights of a 24-year-old man he was arresting back in 2016. And hundreds of people heard from candidates for Montgomery mayor at a forum last night. This was hosted by the East Montgomery and Midtown Neighborhood Associations. Attendees had the chance to submit questions for the candidates to answer. Election Day is Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump disavowed the words of his own supporters and turned his tweet suggesting four Democratic congresswomen go back to the countries they came from into a chant.
Badly about it.
Major heat wave threatening much of the country. 175 million Americans in 33 states, and for many, this is the hottest weather in years.
Two injured after a chemical spill at this plant. Workers still inside as two fires broke out, causing a suspected chlorine leak.
A U.S. warship has destroyed an Iranian drone. The U.S. has got way too close and ignored calls to stand down.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan taking heat over President Trump's immigration policy.
Tonight, a new study by Australian researchers who used data from more than 300,000 people. They found no link between coffee consumption and the overall risk of developing cancer.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the call, for the gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And I tell you, Fresh Market's got the porterhouse steak on sale premium. They're in the prime porterhouse steak. I'm still munching on my New York strip. I'll be doing that and be doing vintage year this weekend. Looking forward to that. If I don't get my vintage year fix, I feel like something's wrong. I tell you one thing I love about vintage year. Their bartenders are spectacular. The three things that make a great restaurant. You have really good food, really good wait staff, and really good bartenders. Any restaurant I've been to, whether you're doing Washington, D.C. or New York, those were always the three ingredients. We decided this over a meal one time.
Yes.
And it really was. So every restaurant we named, they had those three components to it that we really enjoyed. But the Vintage Year has that. And if you like some really specialty craft beers, and then, but the main thing is have them do a drink for you. I literally will take somebody up to the bar and say, describe the taste that you want, and they'll make it for you. And they hit right on it. They'll come up with something, or they'll get a drink and use it as a standard and add some certain ingredients to it. And they're outstanding. And one night we did martini night, and we went down every and had one martini, one of each of the martinis, and we sampled them. There were six of us, so we get two, and each get a sip out of it.
I love a good creative bartender. I know some of them get frustrated, especially at a busy place. Oh, make me dealer's choice. But if it's a nice restaurant...
Which Vintageer certainly hits that category.
Absolutely. There's one place in Atlanta, I need to maybe go to the Vintageer people, see if they could recreate it. He made me a tobacco martini.
Tobacco martini?
And it was incredible. It was so good. It was slightly sweet, but had that sort of richness of, like, if you have a cigar. It was very, very good.
Interesting. I wonder what they use for that taste.
He definitely smoked the glass or smoked the whiskey in some way with cedar. I know that was there.
Interesting, because a martini is a really interesting drink because you can get so many flavors. I mean, just forget your normal run-of-the-mill vodka martini type thing, stirred, not shaken.
Right. And a little vermouth or something like
that. Yeah, with vermouth. But like one of our favorites that we did is that it was vodka, champagne, orange juice, and a little bit of Galliano that was there. And it was with a sweet onion, and it was an incredible taste. Incredible taste. So we did that. We decided that was the very best one. So then we went to my house the next night, and we made them. We drank so many of them, we ran out of vodka. And you go, vodka, get the vodka before the store closed. It was terrible. Okay, so David Martin's going to be reporting on the drone that was taken out. This was kind of interesting, the way this whole thing went down and the way Iran responding to it.
Iran's military said overnight it has not lost any drones after President Trump said a U.S. warship destroyed, his word, an Iranian drone in a defensive action. This comes as the top U.S. military commander for the Middle East, General Frank McKenzie, is traveling in the region, and our David Martin is the only TV correspondent with him. McKenzie was in Saudi Arabia to build support for a force to protect vital oil shipments. David Martin reports from Jeddah.
Pentagon says the USS Boxer took defensive action when an Iranian drone came within 1,000 yards. The Boxer is an amphibious assault ship, part of a fleet deployed to the Persian Gulf to patrol shipping waters the U.S. accuses Iran of interfering with, an accusation President Trump repeated when he announced the drone had been brought down.
This is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Good day, sir. How are you on this Friday?
I am really good. Are you sitting dry?
Yeah, I'm sitting outside watching it rain.
Because I was looking out in your area, and there's a lot of lightning happening over there.
And slap out, yeah. We had a good rain. Very good rain. We need it.
There you go.
But I got a nice roof, so I can sit out, and I'm good.
I like that.
And my question for you.
Sure.
You know, President Trump, why is he trying to make apologies for what the crowd said the other night on this speech?
Well, I think what he had to do is acknowledge that it wasn't probably a pretty good thing to do. And Melania and Ivanka basically went to him and said, you know, that really wasn't good, that of what happened. And so he kind of backed away from it a little bit. But I think he can actually score some points. If a crowd will do that again and he'll ask them not to do it, I think he'll score some huge points.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool myself. Let the people speak. You know, he should have been happy about that, which I'm sure he was. Wouldn't you been?
Well, when I watched it, I felt this a little over the top. It's yeah, I think there's some other things that could happen, but it was organic. I honestly believe it came from the crowd. I don't think that was semi-primed that.
No, I do not either. Yeah, yes, sir. Well, sir, I just want to call this a Friday. I want to thank you and Joy for what you guys do.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. That means a lot to us, Clint.
Yeah. You guys do a great job, and you keep us informed.
Well, thank you very much. I had somebody from Birmingham that contacted me on Facebook that said they had heard the show this week driving through, and they said, "You know, you have a show that is every bit as good as a major market that's out there." And I profusely thanked him for that, because that really was kind for him to say that. That means a lot to Joey and I.
Yes, sir. Hey, you got Brian Kennedy beat. I mean, he don't shut up.
That's not a high bar.
Yeah, that's not a very high bar.
No, he just, and Hannity does that too. He just butts in.
Yeah,
they don't let the people finish the question.
Yeah, Kilmeade is the worst. And Sean Hannity talks over folks all the time, and that drives me nuts.
And you do not do that, Dan Moore.
I try not to. I try to pause and wait till the person pauses before I say anything.
Yes, sir. All right, sir, you have a great weekend, you and Mr. Clark. Monday afternoon at noon, I guess.
You have a great weekend yourself, Clint.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you today?
I am very good, and you?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad it's raining.
Yeah, I stuck my head outside, and it really has cooled off.
Yeah, it's nice. My question is, the trade deal with Mexico and Canada, is that being held up by the Democrats?
It is.
Well, what seems to be the deal? I hadn't heard much about it.
Well, what the Democrats are saying is the reason they're not voting for it right now is it's got some things in it that they want to try to improve. But I haven't seen it go to committee and get marked up in a different manner. But they're basically saying that there needs to be some more protection in there and assurances from Mexico in particular that they're going to abide by their part of the deal. And this is very unlike Democrats in that there would be penalties if they don't. Now, I know from listening to the Trump economic advisor, they're fine with any penalties they want to add in there. I mean, they basically said, you put as much penalties as you want to do. But I think it's just, as anything else, Duke, politics.
I think they're just trying to wait him out to see if he loses the election.
Yep.
It'll just go away.
And I think Iran is doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Duke, you know you can. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 8-8.
It's always 8-8, isn't it? It never changes.
Well, I'm enjoying the show. Y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Duke. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Let's fit some more in here. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dan. I hope y'all are, too.
We're doing great. Are you out in the outside and driving around or what?
Singing in the rain. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, there's an old sales manager of mine back in another lifetime that I had that used to have a saying, ducks make bucks. So for the salesmen out there, you know, that would try to avoid getting out in the rain to do their job, that would kind of be like his little motivation speech.
I like that.
So, well, you know, and it makes sense, too, because, hey, a lot of folks stayed at the house, so those that were willing to get out in it, they were able to see people, you know, and where they might not have been before.
But I'm dying to know anyway, what type of sales did you do?
You know, I did direct sales for chemicals.
For who? Whom?
Chemicals. It was a chemical company. Sold chemicals to industry and municipal facilities.
So when did you become an appraiser? When did you become an appraiser?
Oh, about 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago now, I got into.
So when you were 10?
The appraisal business. Well, I'm 58, man. So I got some age on me here. I got some miles.
Didn't?
But, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you know, on this Ilhan Omar thing, I mean, I can see where people might have a point in saying, well, send her back is over the top, and maybe Trump should have said something, you know, at the time. But, you know, I can't help but see also the double standard because, you know, the words of the right, they are microscopically analyzed. They are put up on the table and cut and, you know, seen from every angle to see intent, you know, what we can get out of this, how much mileage we can get out of it. But they don't apply that same standard to themselves, neither the media nor the left. People on their side of the political aisle can say the most outrageous things of all, and not much is made of it. So that really tells me, as a matter of fact, it's not the words. It's trying to get a political advantage, trying to gain some sort of a wedge here. And so I don't put any, real credibility into all these folks that are now belly aching, over what happened at North Carolina, maybe Trump's response to it or lack thereof. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, it's under the category that I always talk about is what has Trump done wrong today?
Exactly. And so, and if you think about it just a minute here, Ilhan Omar has been she's been treated with all kinds of love, rescued from a mud hut in Mogadishu or wherever she is, Somalia, and, brought over here, treated with tender, loving care, and she's just full of spite and hate and meanness. In a way, it's like, dang, I feel some of the same feelings that crowd is feeling. Good gracious, if if you've been treated with so much love and you still have so much spite in your heart, so much anger, what's the deal here? What more can somebody do what more can another country do for somebody like Ilhan Omar that they have not done, that we have not done?
Well, here's where the problem is that she says she wants to improve America. That is code for she wants to change America.
Yeah.
And the things that she's recommending or wanting to change, most of America does not want that to happen. I mean, the concept of a $15 minimum wage or anybody that comes to America becomes an American citizen, period. Those are things that I honestly do not believe the majority of Americans want to have.
No, of course not. So when the smoke starts dying down here about, the crowd chant, Trump's response, then we're going to get back to what she actually believes, what she's actually saying. And I think that people are going to start making their minds up about, based on that as opposed to, a few things the crowd might say, a 15 cents worth of crowd noise.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is going to hurt Trump. Maybe in the short term it'll do something like, take a dip. But honestly, people that really think about it, they see his response. Hey, he's disavowed it. So what are they going to say? Then, he started it. He started. No, Ilhan Omar is provocative. Okay, she's provocative, and so when people finally react to it, sometimes I guess it comes out in ways that, aren't really measured, type of things. They, can be explosive.
Well,
I don't understand why people would overreact to the crowd and not overreact to Omar. Okay.
Well, what's going to happen now, she's going to be under a different microscope, and what she's going to do, she's going to mess up again in this Israel resolution, maybe one of them that she's going to mess up on. And because whoever you are, you're going to be that same person the next day, the next week, the next month. And I think she is such an essence, of herself. She can't help it. I mean, all she's doing is she's saying the things that she really believes, and she cannot put those on the side.
Well, and Papa B, for future reference, it's Ilhan Omar. Ilhan is, you know, little Cuban boy Bill Clinton sent back, right?
Okay, well, excuse me for not being able to speak the King's English here.
You were just reminding me of a different story saying it that way.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't, you know, this gang of four, you know, they may have raised the flag on that particular hill, but I think they're doing it prematurely. And, you know, Lindsey Graham had a, you know, interesting comment or two about it, too.
Yeah, we get that.
Look, the double standard is nearly psychotic, okay? And anybody with a measure of reason about them will be able to see through it. This is not a one-way street. This is a two-way street. If you want respect, you got to give respect. And then, and Ilhan Omar, excuse me for not pronouncing it right, she doesn't respect the TA, this country. She has a lot of hatred in her heart about this country. So, anyway, taking my soapbox, going home for the day, fellas. I'll listen to the rest of the show, though.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying it. All right.
Yeah, maybe Ilhan Kuryaki.
Well, no, him saying Ilhan really was reminded me of Ilhan Gonzalez, another immigration issue.
There you go. But for all you old folks out there, remember the man from Uncle and Ilhan Kuryaki. That was his friend, his helper there. Anonymous Rodney, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have. Low prices every day on every gallon of high-quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Wendy's sells the most bacon cheeseburgers in America, so we're celebrating with Bacon Fest and turning up the sizzle with the bacon double stack and the $5 biggie bag. Get ready for tons of hot and crispy bacon hits, like the $5 biggie bag featuring the bacon double stack, four nuggets, small fries, and a small drink for just $5. Only with Wendy's Bacon Fest. Based on service among quick service restaurants over 12-month period ending March 2019. Source, the NPD Group Press. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones to go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
We're good. How's the weather where you are?
Just spotty raining all over the place. A little rain here and there. Just popping up, I guess. Not too much of it. Just seen it about three times. I'm downtown Birmingham right now, and it's dry. Just kind of cloudy.
Well, you be careful out there.
Oh, yeah. We sure will. Guys, look. Don't let these folks defer you from everything that's going on. They can't stand. You know, Donald Trump just signed that documentation with Planned Parenthood stopping all abortions.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
All right. Donald Trump did a lot of good things. That's why these idiots running around acting like a bunch of fools, guys. Look, we are winning. Let's act like winners. Let's enjoy winning. Don't let them steal our joy. Dan, I've been thinking long and hard about the four horse faces. I mean, what is it for? What?
The four horsemen?
Oh, four horsemen. I thought it was the four horse faces. But anyway, we're going to move on. I'm sorry. I apologize. I extinguished myself for that. I apologize. I thought that's what it was. But anyway, it seems to me, as I watch these women, and all the hate that you, boy, they got the communist tricks down pat. And that is, I can run out there and be a racist, a hate beta. I can be everything, but I'm accused. Everybody comes around me that they are, and just corrupt the whole system and try to void everything out because this is what these communist tricks. I think it was it Lewinsky. Is that his name who wrote the book on this stuff?
Zelensky.
Yeah, Zelensky. If anybody knows anything about this guy and read the book, you can see it's very simple what they're doing. They're using the type of reverse psychology on people. But this is the deal, Dan, that I cannot get. Trump does a lot of things, and he's got all the time. He's got good reasons to do so. I'm beginning to wonder, what does he have on these four women? Other than what's going on now. I'm telling you, I'm starting to get suspicious that Trump knows something that we don't know about these women. I've seen some of them today kind of acting not quite a little different. They're trying to put on a front, but what do you think about this? Do you think some of these women can be involved in some of this drops that's coming with these documents that's getting ready to come out?
Some of the, you're talking about the IG report?
Yeah.
You know, that happened before they were in Congress.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They just got into Congress in January this year.
Okay.
I'm sorry, January.
What's going on with Bernie Sanders? Is Bernie Sanders falling apart?
He is.
Wow. I heard a little thing about him this morning, about his staff. They demanding basically what he's planning on handing out to all the illegal aliens and everything. They demanded that they want that now.
Yeah, they're saying they want, he wants a $15 minimum wage, and as the staff person said, so do we.
Oh my goodness. Well, guys, you know what?
And Bernie's going to be asked about that at the debate, I promise you.
Yeah.
Anybody else that suggested $15 an hour is going to be asked, would you pay your staff?
Right. You know, a lot of people put that together. A lot of folks didn't realize that $15 an hour, some of these people work in these fast food restaurants and stuff, and they sometimes they may not make them enough money, and that $15 an hour is not really going to solve the problem for them. It's going to make it worse because some of them get knocked out of their social services to keep them afloat just because of that $15. It pushes them up high enough just to knock them out of some benefits that they really need to survive, and so in some cases it hurts people. But anyway, what do you think about Donald Trump kind of backing off a little bit of the chance.
I think what he did is his family got to him and said, you really ought to consider, you know, a just, you know, showing a little remorse on it. And I think a good move for him to do is that at the next rally that they do that, he puts his hands up and kind of says, you know, no, let's not do that. I think that would be a very good move for him. Or come up with something that would be acceptable.
Yes. Well, anyway, Dan, I'm going to wrap it up today on a good note. And this needs to be a direct lead ahead. And so we need to understand that we can't cross the aisle with these people, that we have to beat them. And also, I want to send a message out to all the Democrats and tell them that even though they're a bunch of stock-breaking idiots, I still love them because I'm a godly person.
There you go.
That's the difference. America, that's the difference. We love them no matter how hateful or rude, crude, or whatever they can do. We still have love for them. And that's the difference. That's the big difference. So let's leave it at that for this weekend. We're going to say, you know, go Trump. Dan, Joey, keep up the good work over there. I'm going to keep listening. And God bless America, because I love America so, so much.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. Drive safe on the way home.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Randall, hang on for me. I got a break. Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show on a Friday.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy, finish your business and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president insists the U.S. took out an Iranian drone in a defensive move while Iran claims none of their drones are missing.
Defense officials tell me there is clear evidence this was an Iranian drone and that claims by the Iranian leadership that the U.S. shot down an American drone are far-fetched at best. In fact, a video released by the Iranians not long ago to prove the U.S. Navy did not shoot down its drone appears to be from 2018.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. An American citizen getting charged in New York City with joining ISIS.
Ruslan Meritovich Azanov, a naturalized U.S. citizen, is charged with providing and attempting to provide material support, including training services and personnel to ISIS. Now, he was detained overseas by the Syrian Democratic Forces and was transferred into FBI custody.
Fox's Laura Ingle. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The rain chances are on their way up, and even though we have a weekend coming up, a lot of folks are happy to hear this news. Today's high around 92, so not as hot as it has been. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around this afternoon and this evening. Again, they will be random. Tonight, slow down to about 75. Then tomorrow and Sunday, still a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms around, especially numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, of course. Highs around 90 both days, and then the better-than-normal rain chances still continue Monday and Tuesday. A frontal system is on the way. Good luck. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, what the matter with your hair? 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, guys, the show's a little more than halfway over. So if you want to get your calls in and get in that Squeak Creek Farm Market gift basket, well, you better call in. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard.
Good evening, fellas. I want to touch on this and how the media, you know, the folks who just watch CNN and MSNBC, and how that makes them feel. He got to quit giving them a little fire. I heard him denounce it yesterday morning that he started. He didn't say nothing about his wife influencing him to denounce it. He said he don't agree with it, and that if you asked and said, well, ain't that what you said in your tweet? And he said, no, if you go look at my tweet, that's not what I said, and he didn't. But when you're out here and you're trying to change people's minds and hearts that the news is lying, you know, that's just something that didn't need to come up this week. Not with me. And I'm a little ticked that he didn't stop him from doing it, you know, quicker than 15 seconds. But it is what it is. But I think he wanted people to see that he didn't write that in his tweet. But he's got to understand now that, you know, that they're not going to show that part. And on the two women knowing something that, you know, that nobody knows about them, that woman, everybody knows she come from bartending where vehicles got her money, whether it was cab or bus. People had to get to where she was at to serve them alcohol so she could make money. She did not come up with that Green New Deal sitting there serving alcohol. She did not even have nothing to do with it. And I think she's called this over her head. But the Omar lady, she is real dangerous to us, to America. I believe that in all my heart. I studied where she's from. The Muslim population is not, I mean, it's 100%, you might as well say. They teaching Sharia law in the schools in Minnesota. It's out of control in that area, but they're not going to tell you that on the news. So no black person I know knows how dirty, how awful this woman, dark, she is. She has got a past. I mean, she has been groomed to come in here. I don't think she's supposed to be in here this quick. But the tear down America, it was going to start in Minnesota, and it has started. And so I just want to say he knows that about that woman. But the news is not going to show it. And I just wish he got to quit cutting it so close that gives them that little bit of ammunition. And because he knows what they're doing to him. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say that in his tweet, but even his constituents up there thought he said that, send her back. And that ain't what he said, but that's what they think because that's what they've been told on the news. I just hope we can, you know what I mean, stand up and start changing that. That's where I'm headed with it.
Okay. I see what you're saying, and the media, you know, the media is always going to spin it in a negative way against Trump.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And so he got to pull back. So he got, and like I say, I hate that they throwing that in that his wife told him, you know what I mean, gave him influence. I want him to stand up and, you know, denounce it himself, and he did. It just, I don't know why they throwing it in there. But thank you. Everybody, some people don't realize that how bad they've been lied to, and it's just, we got to show it to them. Love y'all, man.
Have a good one. Have a great weekend. Okay, Delaney's campaign pushes back on report that staffers have urged him to drop out of the race.
Wonder who leaked that to the press.
I don't know.
Some campaign did. Because he probably really is annoying some progressives. Delaney sounds like a sensible blue dog Democrat. That's my take on him. He probably is a guy that could come talk to us on this radio show in conservative Alabama,
yeah,
and we'd agree with him on a lot of stuff.
Yep, but there's not a big enough microphone for him. Let's go to the phones and go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Friday.
Dan, thank you very much for taking my call again.
Sure.
The signal sounds so much better. I'm standing out here in the front yard. The rain front came through earlier. The weather's pretty nice here. And
where is here?
Oh, I'm just east of Troy.
Oh, okay.
I just lost it. It all went away. It's a sad day here.
I know.
O-day's
is hell, isn't it?
Oh, man. I try to be prepared. No, I'm going to tell you, my grape tomato plant, it had finally died. The heat got it, so that's always a sad time.
Oh, that is a sad time.
But, other than that, I was just going to comment on the news a little bit.
Please.
Earlier you were talking about the drivers in Montgomery, and, they were advertising heavily last week about the police were going to be handing out tickets. And, of course, the Montgomery police, the fine city of Montgomery, they don't have time to hand out tickets because they're working too many wrecks. And, but the whole Omar thing and whatnot, I think I heard Tucker talking about it a while back. The more they run their mouth, they're like me. The more they run their mouth, the more trouble they're just going to get in.
No, exactly. And, if they'll just leave them alone, they will get enough rope to hang themselves, without a doubt.
Yes, sir. That was my whole point. I'm sure somebody will meme them at some point and have them dressed up little cheerleader outfits jumping around. Death in America! Death in America! But we'll have to wait and see. Dan, could I get in on Sweet Creek, please, sir?
Sam, absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth.
3/5.
You got that, Joey son?
Yep.
We're going to do that drawing in about 1 hour, my friend, so listen in.
Yes, sir. Well, wish me luck, because this weekend I'm going to be riding around downtown Montgomery. I got me a big box of squeegees, and I'm going to be trying to help out the panhandlers, convert them into, that's it, windshield washing contractors. Listen, I love your show, Dan.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you,
I appreciate
sir.
You. By the way, when I left yesterday at 3,
mm-hmm.
did you hear about the guy who sold the car at Dollar General?
No, I did not.
Yeah. So I'm turning right from Perry Hill onto Vaughan Road. There are two police cars, one unmarked, one your typical Tahoe-type car, black with the stickers on it, and they are hauling you-know-what down Vaughan Road with lights blazing and sirens going. And everybody, thank goodness, pulled over to let him go through that intersection, go straight down, and they're going to go get the guy, and they stopped him on Eastern Bypass and Bone Road. That's where they got him. But they were flying through there, man, flying through there. But that was a nice little high-pursuit chase down Eastern Bypass, I understand. When talking to one of my...
Busy road, and that's dangerous.
Especially, thank goodness, school's not in. And
yeah,
they,
it's all those service roads, too, and people coming in and out of, man, yeah.
Well, and it... Yeah, I hate to say this, but people just do not, they're not aware of their environment at all. They're not looking at the rearview mirrors and the side mirrors, and when that happens, bad things can happen, particularly when you're blue lighting through and you're cutting through an intersection.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people almost hit by fire trucks, ambulances, and police cars, mainly ambulances. Okay, let's go to the second part of David Martin on this Iranian thing. We've got some update information that Iran has taken a British tanker, has taken possession of a British tanker in the Strait of Hormuz.
The downing came less than a month after Iran shot down an American drone, prompting the U.S. to prepare a retaliatory strike, which President Trump called off at the 11th hour. The U.S. says it has compelling evidence Iran is behind the sabotage and harassment of tankers passing in and out of the Strait of Hormuz. And most recently, Iran allegedly hijacked a small coastal tanker, claiming it was smuggling oil illegally. On Thursday, we flew with General Frank McKenzie, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East, into Saudi Arabia. McKenzie is in the region working to organize a flotilla of warships to escort tankers in and out of the Gulf, but not unless other countries participate.
That is an international responsibility, not a United States responsibility, but the United States is very happy to be part of the solution.
But only the U.S. can provide the air power to defend against Iranian attacks. The Pentagon is reportedly sending 500 troops to an airbase in Saudi Arabia, last used during the first Gulf War. Now, nearly 30 years later, there is the possibility of another war, this time against Iran.
Yeah, that's something we don't want to say without a doubt.
No.
But it seems that, Joey, it seems that they are trying to push folks into some type of confrontation, that we're reading now the war drums of Iran, and I'm reading the article talking about the UK tanker, and it's flagged UK, that they seized. And when they're doing that, that's some pretty serious stuff.
Right.
Boarding and seizing a crew and a ship. And under what auspices are they doing that? Why? And what gives them the, quote, authority to do that?
Well, and if this continues, it may not even need to continue, but I think there could be a coalition response that is, it's short of, you know, full-blown war, but is a pretty heavy response.
Tactical response?
Yeah, a tactical response in the Strait of Hormuz to secure it.
And blowing up a couple of oil platforms or some of these ships out of there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they, Dr. Sorensen told me once that the Royal Guard has their own kind of ship port that's there, that you go past the straits and it's there, and that would be a likely target to go just decimate that, which has got all these kind of... Did you see the video of the kind of the speedboat going around the tanker?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole bunch of those with guns and all sorts of stuff on it. So we'll know in the fullness of time. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. Let's get David in here. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I am really good, my friend. And you?
Doing great. Hey, you know, I think that Iran is just trying to basically poke the proverbial hornet's nest and just kind of stir up confrontation with the U.S. I think that they believe that the U.S. doesn't have the will to step in and do something, which I think is a very wrong calculation on their part.
Well, and like step in and do something in what way, and what would have to happen on their part for us to do something?
Well, I mean, for them to continue, you know, attacking tankers, shooting down drones, things like that, I think that they just don't believe that America has the will or the stomach to really get into a military confrontation with them, which, you know, probably under the Obama administration, yes. Under the Trump administration, I think it would be a gross miscalculation. Of course, there would be, you know, the Democrats in Congress, you know, calling Trump a warmonger. And, you know, I think leading up to the 2020 election, I think they're thinking that that would somehow affect the election in the Democrats' favor and get Trump out of the Oval Office.
Interesting, because Iran definitely wants Trump out of the Oval Office.
Exactly, yeah. So, and I think they believe that it would obviously, you know, make him look bad to the public in general if they could somehow pull America into some kind of a military confrontation prior to 2020.
Interesting. Well, that would be, if, you know, I don't see what their end game is. If what, you know, are they looking for attention or are they looking for conflict? Because notice they're not boarding American flagships, but
right,
doing a British flagship, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, if they, you know, grabbed an American flag tanker, they would pretty much be, you know, they know that the aircraft would be in the air and coming for them probably within a matter of hours. But, you know, doing a British, and they know that grabbing a British tanker is just next door to grabbing an American tanker. So, you know, again, it's just kind of on the rattling the bushes, you know, trying to get a confrontation started of some kind. And, of course, if they do, you know, if they're just out there doing things like that, they're kind of indirectly poking at America. And thus, if we make a first, you know, a quote-unquote, in their eyes, a first strike against them, then, again, I think they believe that they could somehow monopolize that into making Trump look bad.
Interesting. Well, it would be interesting to see if there would be a joint attack with America, UK lead, America helping, because we got the air power that's there, and maybe French. And they go in and they get this damn tanker back. That would be interesting. Of course, you have the crew that's at risk.
Right, right. So, but I think it's a definite, you know, possibility, because, you know, the Iranian government, they don't give a rat's rear end about their people. They'll take tens of thousands of casualties at the drop of a hat, just like they did in the Iraq war, you know, to try and further their cause.
Well, if we did a tactical response to them, what do you think they would do?
I don't really think that they could do much at this point. You know, other than maybe lob some missiles. You know, it'd probably be a situation like with Iraq when Saddam Hussein started lobbing missiles at Israel. I think this would probably be the same desperate measures that they would take, probably, again, to try and, you know, draw America deeper into a conflict with them.
Well, if they, woe be on them. If they fire on Israel, will fire back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can see them much quicker firing on Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, yeah. Or, yeah, on Saudi Arabia, you know, on Riyadh or something like that. So, you know, which, again, Iraq did the same thing, you know, if you remember. So it's a possibility both ways. So it could just be a repeat, you know, of the Iraq situation. So anyway, have a good weekend, Dan.
Thanks, David. Enjoy my conversation with you. There's a Middle East expert that was on. We have our own Middle East expert, but he's in over in Far East right now, of all places. But he's going to be talking about Iran. He's going to be comment on the drone situation that that they talked about.
The U.S. Navy destroyed one of its drones. President Trump says that our warship shot down the unmanned aircraft when it threatened the USS Boxer, now patrolling in the Strait of Hormuz. Want to bring in Dr. Waleed Fares, Fox News National Security Foreign Affairs Analyst. What do you think's going on here?
Well, Bill, the big picture is the most important at this point in time. We are continuing to put pressure and tightening this whole circle around Iran by sanctions and by deployments. The Iranian regime do not want to engage in full-scale confrontation with us. They would lose it now. So what they're trying to do is those minor tactical moves to cause us, to push us, to trigger an action so that they could go to the international community and, of course, expose us, shooting down the drone, sending their drone. Their militias are moving in Iraq and Syria. That's what they're trying to do.
But you cannot provoke the U.S. military to the point where they take action against Iran, because it's going to be bloody and they're going to lose.
They are calculating. They're good, you know, at a chess game. They are calculating that if they do an action and we respond, they would respond again, but not to the level of a full-scale confrontation. They think that they can control the rules of engagement. That's their plan. But here at the White House and the Pentagon, they know that. So every time they engage us, we have the appropriate, proportional, and timely response.
So he kind of laid it out there, but and so you can go to the international community and say, see, U.S. is bad people. Well, seizing a tanker isn't exactly a nice thing to be doing out there, particularly if you want free international shipping. I guess we don't have enough time to fit this next one in, so let me mention to you, this hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors in the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location, looking for a brand new car or truck, the Ram. Go by and see them at Brubaker Motors, Steve Brubaker, Don Rickard, and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They want to sell you a brand spanking new car, and they want to give you a great value on it, great price, great, you know, financing on it. They can do all those really good trade-ins. Used car market is something that they really want to try to move deeper into. So go see them at Brubaker Motors. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break for the final hour of the Dan Morris Show.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.